The year is 2003. The newly formed Department of Homeland Security has started Operation Rolling Stone. In response to the anthrax attacks, the U.S. government set up decoy delivery operations all over the nation by the name of USPUSS. Homeland Security is using these facilities to hire stoners and monitor their lifestyle in hopes of uncovering their ties to terrorism. The following recordings come from their investigation into subjects Ken and Sketch and are highly confidential.
Look, guy, we just have to go to the Circuit City. If we just get to the Circuit City, we get a new DVD player and we can finally watch those DVDs that we found.
I don't even know what a DVD player is. What are you talking about?
It's like a CD player, but for movies.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's smart. That's
but
the way.
But where does the film go?
It doesn't go anywhere because it's on the DVD.
What is it? But okay, so you're telling me that they take one of those flat discs.
Yes.
And they put all those pictures and all the sound.
Yes.
On the flat disc.
Yes.
And you can just watch that.
Yes.
That's crazy. I mean, I suppose they. I mean, how big are these discs?
The size of a CD.
What? Okay, there's no way. I mean, they barely get the music on those,
What are you talking about? There's CDs that hold, like, 36 songs.
That's a lot of compression.
These are different types of CDs. They hold a lot of information.
I suppose they are starting to come out with those, some pretty impressive, arcade, video games. Those video games.
Yeah, just look
those
at
are getting pretty good, right?
Look at PlayStation 2.
Yeah, yeah.
That thing plays DVDs.
Well, yeah. They play movies, too?
Yeah.
They play games and movies.
Yeah.
Wow, that's...
It's crazy.
I'm going to have to see this to believe it, all right?
And, just wait till the next-gen console comes out, because it'll do even more.
I don't know, man. Right now, I've seen some clips from the new stuff. It's like real life.
I know.
It's like, it's...
Anyway, get in the van. Like get in the van. The get in the van. Let's go.
Would you just... okay, all right. So you're going to take... All right. Circuit City. All right.
We
got
to hop on the freeway. Get there. Where the fuck was it? Do you remember where the Circuit City was?
You want to stop for grub or anything?
I don't know.
No?
I don't want
to. I don't know. I'm kind of hungry.
All right. Well, let's go.
All right.
Later that day.
Man. Shit, dude. This is pretty good stuff.
Yeah, I can't believe you ate 9 of those BK chicken fry boxes.
Yeah, I don't.
Jesus Christ.
Feeling like lethargic.
You ate 90 of them. There's 9 to each box.
Yeah, there's a lot of chicken fries, man. I wanted to get like the amount of fries that you would get in like a normal fry.
You're gonna shit like a goose chickens, later.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like think about it, like a giant, like, you know, full fry container, but instead of fries, it's chicken fries.
That's the least appealing thing I think I've heard all day.
I had a dream about it last night, and I just kind of had to have that come to fruition. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's fair. I've had those.
Yeah, I mean, I might regret it later, but you know what? I don't live life in regret.
Sometimes I dream about KFC. It happens.
Yeah, you know what?
You just crave some trashy shit sometimes.
And it's destiny. You know what I mean? It's just sometimes you're on a one-way track with destiny, and sometimes that destiny's messy. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's diarrhea in the morning.
Ugh.
Diarrhea at night. Diarrhea at supper time.
Well, let's go get some PBRs then.
we don't need to add insult to injury. All right. You know,
well,
like,
so we're done, right? We can go. I'm ready to take our,
Go where? Where are we going?
Circuit City.
Well, what are we going to Circuit City for?
For a DVD player. You remember? We found those DVDs.
Oh, you mean those movie discs that go on... CDs.
Say it with me. D?
Movie disc.
No.
Okay.
D?
What does the D stand for?
Your mama. I don't know what the D stands for. It's just DVD.
DVD.
Digital.
It sounds like a venereal disease. You
digital
know what I mean?
Video
they
disc.
They could have named it better.
It's digital video disc.
Okay. All right. I'll take your word for it.
Anyway, we got to
I don't know when you became an expert.
All right, let's go to...
I read things.
All right, well, yeah, I guess we can go to Circuit City.
Let's go.
And get this DVD player, but... yeah, I mean, we're like on the complete opposite side of town now.
I know. How did we end up on the west side?
I don't know, man, but... We live on the east side. I mean, this is... Like, this is the only Burger King I know about.
On the way to Circuit City...
We're driving and driving.
Driving.
It's too bad we don't got a radio in here.
Yeah, I know. But what are you gonna do? But you know what? I've been thinking, man.
What's that?
Like, I've been feeling a little bad about how we treated those Blockbuster guys.
Why? They work at Blockbuster.
We steal from them and like, you know, we you know, we got those free movies and like I feel like now that we have a job and everything that maybe we should just rent them, you know, get a membership.
Yeah, let's go back and rent. We got a sweet thing going, man. Let's just take them. It's fine.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, like, you know, like you never know, like maybe they only have a finite amount of these things, you know, like maybe I don't want to hurt the business.
You can't hurt the business. There's nothing going to take away Blockbuster. Yeah, it's a booming industry.
But I mean, like, I want to support it is all I'm saying. So, like, from now on, I'm saying, like, maybe let's just not hold up Blockbusters.
If there's one business that you have to support right now, it's Netflix. All right?
The fuck is Netflix?
Because they're about to die.
The fuck is Netflix?
It's that online video rental thing, you know, you put in your order and then they send you the DVD in the mail. You gotta wait like 2 days for it.
It's these DVDs again.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the future. Nobody gets VHS anymore. It's a dying format.
What? Are you kidding me? I mean, it's film. You can feel it in your hands.
No.
Hold it up
to
the light.
You know, you can change the aspect ratio on your TV.
You're talking gibberish. I don't even know what you're talking about.
If you have a long TV and TVs are gonna get long, you're gonna be able to change the way it looks on the TV.
You know,
you get longer, or smaller, or wider, or fatter.
Well, you just got to make everything about these DVDs, huh? This is just... You think it's just DVD world now? Fucking...
The future is disc formatted.
Okay, all right. Yeah, whatever.
The future is shiny.
I'm cool with my video cassettes.
Well, I'd like to see you transfer around your video cassettes. Yep.
That's what I got this suitcase for.
Ah, fuck that.
You know, it's got my top 20 VHSs. You know, I can switch them out.
Is this your copy of Forrest Gump? Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Out the window.
What the fuck is wrong with you? What the hell is wrong with you, Ken?
Let's go.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
Don't you have a heart?
Hey, wait. You smell that?
What do you smell?
It smells like a gun.
What does a gun smell like, Ken?
It smells like me throwing that fucking VHS out the window.
There's no gun, Ken.
Yeah.
We've been over this. There's no gun. All right? Just calm down, all right? And quit fucking throwing my shit out the window.
I really should calm down. I'm the one driving right now.
Give me my suitcase, all right? Give me my goddamn suitcase.
Yeah.
You watch these movies with
me. Do you got those MapQuest directions?
Yeah, but they're only like one way. So,
we didn't think this through.
Well, I mean, you know what? I mean, you know where the Circuit City is, right? I thought that you knew.
You're
the one that's talking about all these DVDs and aspect ratios. I thought that maybe you knew where the Circuit City was.
No, I know where the Best Buy is.
The Best Buy?
Yeah.
That dinky place?
Dinky?
Yeah, I mean, Circuit City is clearly better than, like, you know,
it's as
top
big
line.
As Circuit City, if not bigger.
Okay, I mean, I guess. I mean, plus, they're kind of the new kid in town, but...
Yeah, well. Anyway, Circuit City. Oh, look, I think I see it from the road.
Yeah, that big, the big yellow thing.
That big shining
big eyesore.
Beacon in the sky.
Yeah, that's a real eyesore.
Yeah, the Circuit City? That's what I'm seeing from the road.
Oh, the Circuit City? That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, look, over there. You see
look,
it? The
right
big
next to
red
each other.
Circuit, yeah.
They're right next...
Yeah.
Why would they... That's kind of poor planning, but... You know,
or good
whatever,
planning.
Whatever.
I don't know.
I guess,
one of them's
going to
go.
I guess
out of
you know it's no different than a McDonald's and a Burger King right
look,
next to each other.
A Radio Shack.
And
yeah.
Yeah, that's cute.
That still exists.
Yeah.
That's a wonder.
Yeah, those are cute. I still go there sometimes. They're cute little shops.
Did you know?
You know, if you ever need like a little car thing to get your nephew, you know, what are those called? It's races. They're like racer
RC cars.
Yeah, but those are the tiny ones, right?
Yeah, the ones that you can like modify and shit. And I remember those.
They're like, you know, the size of like say your foot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, nephew.
You know what one of the agents told me the other day?
Agents?
Yeah, the guys that.
Oh, yeah.
The agents, quote unquote.
Oh, yeah, you keep calling them the agents, but our supervisors?
Yeah. There's something off about them, I'm telling you. Anyway.
Yeah, they can't handle their pot, I guess.
You know,
you know
what they told me the other day?
What?
They said that I could build a functioning transmitter for a bomb out of the things I could buy at at Radio Shack, which I thought was weird.
Yeah, that's kind of off topic for our line of work.
Like,
but I guess that's interesting.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They told me that it's like all you need.
Has he like done it before? Like,
I guess he told me that all I needed was a radio transmitter and something to provide power. And
is that simple?
Apparently.
Wow. Well, that's
maybe
nuts.
We can hit it on the way back.
Wait. No. Why you want to make one of these?
No, I just want to look around.
I don't know, man.
They got those little RC cars.
I don't know.
And those little RC cars are pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, I mean they are pretty cool, but I mean I don't know if we should be getting devices that could potentially make a homemade implement.
What are you talking about? They only have little radio transmitters.
Just trust me on this one, all right?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, okay, we can get the RC cars. We can stop by and get RC cars. Right. I'm down with that, but I just make sure, just promise me you're not going to buy one of those radio transmitters.
Yeah, no. Hey, it looks like we're getting a phone call.
All right. You got another one of those flip phone things?
Yeah. Dude, yeah, one of the agents gave them to me.
Wow, that's
Hold on,
that's
I got to answer
high
this.
Tech.
Hello? Yeah. We're just driving right now.
Grab this. You can explode.
Well, I mean, I'm going to get an RC car.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, you're going to take the transmitter and put it on TNT.
What? No.
TNT schools.
I guess.
Schools with some TNT.
Do you have some?
No, I'm just saying. Maybe.
Look, I'm driving right now. I got to go. I'll talk to you in a bit.
Okay, well, I mean, just click.
Well, what was that all about?
Well, I told them I was getting an RC car, and they said something about the radio transmitter and a bomb. And
man, they're really pushing that radio
really
transmitter.
They're really pushing
stuff,
it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't.
I don't know. I mean, like, you know what? They're probably. I bet they're high. Yeah, I bet they got into
Yeah, they're
our
probably still high.
Again, and that, you know.
Understandable.
Yeah. Those guys get really, really weird when they're high.
Did you hear them talking about?
Dude, they were straight throwing glass at us.
Yeah.
Did you? Oh my! Like, who does that? Who gets violent when they're high? It's weird. Right?
And they called us a bunch of losers.
Yeah, that was. You know, I don't. We're not losers. All right.
We're not losers.
We
may
got
not,
jobs.
We may not
right?
have a place to.
We got jobs now, and it's looking up for us. And you know what? Those guys.
They're the losers.
They're just putting us down, all right? And you shouldn't buy radio transmitters for those creeps.
No,
you know
but
I mean?
they also told me that you could do it with a cell phone.
Like with that cell phone?
Yeah. You just text it to the thing and it blows up.
That's,
Hey, look.
Is that a setting?
I don't know if it's a setting. I think you have to text another cell phone hooked up to something.
Man, they really told you a lot
They
about
really,
this.
Yeah, they sent me down, they showed me all these diagrams, they told me that if I wanted to do this, it was this easy.
Just if you wanted to.
If I wanted to.
Yeah. That's, I feel like that's inappropriate workplace,
It sounds like they want me to go postal.
Postal service? I mean, that's a different service entirely, though. I mean,
no, but
I
that's
feel like
what
we
they,
have competitive
but,
benefits.
But that's what they said, go postal.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's a new term.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess it is. It's similar work.
Nah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're walking in the doors. Right
Going
now.
Postal Service.
Welcome to Circuit City. How can I help you?
Hi.
Hi.
My friend told me about something. I don't know. I think he might be lying, but it's like, it's videos, but they're on CDs.
Oh, DVDs. Yes, these things are very interesting.
DVDs?
DVDs.
Yeah, okay. Those are a thing.
Digital video devices and discs.
So, DVDs?
DVD. It's the D stands for
double D's?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's a little better. I like that.
Double
D titties!
Yeah, my man!
Yeah, yeah, I like that. Yeah, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I got you on board. You guys want to buy some DVDs? Maybe a DVD player?
I mean, Ken's really the one that's more interested in
I can tell. Look at your eye. You got the twinkle in it.
All right, well, what
you're
you
here
got?
To make a purchase.
What kind of DVD players you got here? You know, I mean,
we got big ones, small ones, gray ones.
Hold on. Whoa. Hold on.
My voice gets higher whenever I get excited.
Okay, I understand. Oh, okay, calm down, sir.
You just need to take it down a notch.
Calm down.
I can't.
Okay. Listen. I just want to know how they work. All right. How does this even?
You see this disc?
Uh huh.
It spins around at about 5,000 RPMs.
Okay.
And in that 5,000 RPM, yes, exactly. You, my friend, are very smart.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. See, I get it. You know, it spins around.
Maybe I can get your number later.
And it,
anyway. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. So it spins, and then this little laser reads it.
Laser?
This laser.
Like in James Bond?
No, Star
like
Trek.
Space laser?
Star Trek.
Well, I mean, those are technically phasers.
Speaking of, we have Star Trek The Next Generation on DVD over there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's pretty new.
Look,
it's pretty fresh.
It's the entire first season in a box set, and it's only got 12 CDs in it.
Holy.
You know how many
VHS's
this
is? The entire series is in that little box?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and it gets me all warm inside thinking about it.
Wow. That's actually pretty impressive, Ken.
You're awfully weird.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive, Ken. You didn't tell me all that.
Ooh-ee!
Yeah, okay. And it makes you real happy, apparently. I like it.
Oh, golly. You have no idea how much I love working at Circuit City.
Yeah, yeah.
This place is going to be around forever.
They give you pretty good benefits here?
You know that sometimes I go in the bathroom and work my willy out?
Okay.
Shake my hand!
I'm gonna assume I'm gonna assume that's just another technical term.
Smell it.
What's a willy? What's a willy, Ken? What kind of thing? What
work his willy out.
Willy?
Put two and two together, man. He just shook his jerk off
hand. I mean, that's fucking...
Yeah!
Okay, alright.
Let's go get you set up with a big old gray DVD player. This one even has a VHS player.
How much are these things?
You're looking at about $550.
Whoa.
I mean,
that's like, we just got paid. That's like most of our paycheck. Well, we blew it last time, Ken.
Ken,
hold on. Ken, come here.
What?
So, man, this guy's excited about...
I can hear y'all.
Excuse me. Hold on. Can you...
Yeah, can you get out of here?
Yeah,
I'll be right back. I'll just be over here talking to this lovely couple.
Okay, all right.
In the gray.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, just give me one second.
All right. So, Ken, I don't know about, what do you think? I mean, these are really expensive. I mean,
He's showing us the expensive ones first. We just got to look around a little bit.
Okay, all right. Well, what's the difference between these things?
I don't know. We got to ask him.
I feel like a foreigner in a new land.
Yeah, that guy's
kind
of fucking annoying.
Like an adventurer in a foreign land.
You guys made a
What's
decision
that phrase out? Again? excuse me. You scared the shit out of me. We were just talking about our options here for the
players. If 500's too much, we got this cheaper models in back, the ones that have been dropped once or twice. I'm not supposed to sell them to you guys because they're supposed to go back to the factory because they're full. They're a little jankety, you know. They don't quite read well all the time.
Does grease your palm a little bit?
A little bit.
Do you get a little bit of thing on, stuff on
some,
the side from that?
You got any butter?
Yeah. I get it. Okay, you know, I get it. I get the.
You got any
here.
That sweet, sweet sticky icky?
Okay. I'm less sure about the metaphor.
Know, Snoop Dogg. No.
Oh, you looking for green?
Yeah, you guys smoke it, obviously. Look at your fucking eyes.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Whee!
Ah, shit. So you're...
Golly, I'm happy to work at Circuit
City. You're a stoner? Like, you're like one of... I don't know, man. You're fucking high energy here.
It's all this coffee I've been drinking.
What do you smoke?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, all right. You know, so it's just sprinkle a little happy stuff on top.
Let's
of there.
Let's just say we sprinkle a little white powder and then
okay,
I get going.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand what you're talking about. Like to mix your substances.
Anyway!
All right.
What'll it take to get you set up with one of these broken-ass DVD players?
So, and we just gotta trade you to some greenery?
Yeah, follow me to the back. No, well, not just that. I mean, that's just to see him. You still gotta pay me for him.
So, wait, let me get this straight. So we're greasing the palms with the greenery.
Greasing
and then
the palms gets you to see it. Buying it with money gets you to take it home.
Okay.
Yeah.
And to be clear, we're not talking about your body.
Look, dude, can you just help us out with this?
I am helping you out with this.
Okay, but can you answer my question? We're not talking about your body. This isn't a big matter. Okay, all right, let's just get back there.
I don't know. Do you think you might be interested?
No, okay, I'm not saying that I'm interested. All that I'm saying is you're being a little facetious.
You're a little bi-curious cowboy.
Okay, let's just see the DVD players, all right? Let's just calm down.
Yeah, just follow me this way.
All right. I guess I do have, I got, what do you got on you, Ken? How much weed you got?
I got like maybe a pound.
You're rolling around with a pound right now?
Well, it's in the truck.
Oh, yeah. I see. I thought you meant on you.
It's not like we're going to get pulled over or anything.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah. That's a good point.
All right, here we are. Check these out.
It's pretty cool. All right, well, I got a couple joints here. Here you go.
Thank you. This looks fine.
Looks like he's opening the joint back up. Okay, that's what he meant, the sprinkling. And okay, there you go. Oh, yeah.
All right, this is what I actually sound like. I'm sorry.
Oh,
it's just okay, every time I ingest it, my voice drops for like a minute or two, and then it's
back up to this.
Okay, yeah,
hey,
that wasn't even 10 seconds.
That was some pretty
that
weak
was
shit.
Pretty fast.
That wasn't very good.
Okay, yeah.
You guys got
yeah.
better stuff?
Like the white stuff? I kind of cut that out of my diet.
Well, it
a while
looks
ago.
Like we're dealing with this then.
Okay.
All right,
well,
back to the $500 DVD players. Let's
what,
go.
What? Hold on. Come on. I just gave you a couple joints.
Yeah, and it clearly didn't work.
What? Fucking, how much? He has more. He has more in the truck.
You got more?
I got more.
You got more?
I got more.
All right.
He's got more.
Well, then we'll do this
just
later.
Just show me these DVD players and let's get out of here,
look
right?
Look at this wall of broken DVD players.
All right,
you just go over
hold
there.
Hold on.
You pick the one you want, and then I get
you
it
said,
down for you.
You said broken.
What? No, that's not what I meant. What I meant was, look at this wall of DVD players that are fit to be sent back to the factory for refurbishment.
Okay, so
it's
they
different
do they work?
Than broken.
Do they operate?
Yeah, I guess.
They work. Ken.
Don't
Ken,
worry.
Ken.
Yeah.
I don't
like this either.
Yeah. Do it. How about you show us? Show us one of these. All
right, check it out. I'm going to hook it up to the TV and we're going to watch
it. Yeah. Just because I honestly, I'm kind of like skeptical of the whole technology, to be honest. I mean, I was raised with movies and like, I just, you know, I like a good physical thing that you can hold on to. You know what I mean?
The VHSs give you cancer, right?
Excuse me?
Yeah, you didn't hear that.
I hadn't heard that. Well,
it's true.
What's this based on? What, like,
it's the rays emitted from the TV going into your eyeballs. That's
so
what gives you the cancer.
Is it the TV that's causing the cancer?
It's both. I also have these flat screens that you can have a look at.
Oh, so hold on. Back up. You're telling me that tube TVs also cause cancer?
Yeah.
Okay, so I need to rethink everything?
As well as that stupid face.
Man.
He's really giving us the hard sell right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, this is...
All right, let me show you these DVDs real quick. I'm just going to... Let's go. Hooking up the DVD player with all these fucking wires.
Yep.
All right, now watch this. So this little disc right here.
All right.
Putting it in the thing. Insert it. Boom! You got the Predator!
Oh, shit.
Yeah!
Oh, shit. Oh, man. That's a big open.
Look at Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
The Predator.
Wow. And it, wow.
And it just plays.
And it just loops.
And check this out. As soon as you're done with it, you turn it off, turn it back on, it's right at the beginning again.
What?
No need to rewind.
B- Be kind.
Fuck that movie. I just want to say, Jack Black, suck my dick.
All right. Well, I'm impressed by this this DVD technology.
All right, so these right here are gonna be about let's call it $200.
All right,
that's not bad.
Wait, does it play anything else?
Play CDs.
Does it? But it doesn't play. It doesn't play movies.
It plays movies.
No, I mean like
this one
movies,
right. This one
like,
right here
like
has a
videos.
Yeah, this
video
one has
movies.
This one has a VHS thing in it too.
Oh my God, you have both?
Yeah, there's some of them have both.
Well, how much is that one?
That's $950.
Oh man, even the broken one?
Yep.
Wow.
You got
That's
the green.
Amazing.
You got the cash. Come on. Show me the money.
You know what, Ken? I'm completely sold on this DVD technology. We should buy
one.
Yeah,
me too. We should totally get one. I don't think we need to get that VHS one, though.
No. We'll get that one day. We'll work towards that.
Yeah.
So I can put you guys down for one?
Yeah. We'll get one.
All right, let me see that cash.
All right, here you go. Here you go. Here's the cash. Yep, that's, That's...
I'm sorry, I gotta count it all out.
Okay, all right. We shouldn't have paid it in singles. Man.
No, we shouldn't have, but that's all we had.
Yeah, I guess we never really followed through on those plans to go to the strip club.
You guys are short by like $50.
What? No, I'm pretty sure that's right. Ken, hold on. Give me that. Ken, you wanna count that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's $50.
I said it's short by $50.
I mean, that's not short $50.
Come on. You're holding out on me.
Fucking Ken, you got any money on you?
Yeah. Here.
All right.
You've counted it already.
You've
counted it already.
I'm just doing it again.
Okay. All right. I'm just not.
All right. This is. Everything's there.
All right. Are you palm significantly greased.
Let me just grab this for you.
Okay, careful, kid. You don't have to drop it.
I just gotta rip it out of the. Wow! All right, there you go.
Was this just plugged into the display?
Yeah. Well, you know.
All right.
This isn't exactly legit.
Fair enough.
All right, I'll walk you all to the door.
I'm surprised you still have a job here.
Do you guys want to see the TVs? This is how Circuit City operates.
Calm down.
There's 100 people out there like me right now. Hundreds of people.
They all do this.
They all do. This is how we sell shit.
Well, what's the floor for out there?
Enticement, you fucking Philistine.
I get that's some business model.
Jesus Christ, you fucking.
So you're actually, although it looks like you're like appealing to like the middle class, you're actually appealing to the stoners and poor and kind of, you know, run-down people.
Yes.
So that's your target audience.
It's a great business model.
That's beautiful.
That's so lovely.
Okay,
all right, let's get going.
Is that like your slogan? Just
a nice high pitch.
Do they provide the white stuff?
White stuff?
Did they just, like, is that part of your paycheck?
No, I'm talking about sugar.
Was that
sugar?
Is that what you were putting on your joint?
Yeah.
Literal sugar.
Literal cane sugur.
Okay. All right. I've never heard of that.
What are you taking me for?
You were talking a lot about white powder, and you were kind of being a little facetious about it.
Confectionary sugur.
Okay. All right. So you're not
Christ.
All right. Sorry. You just took me for a real high energy motherfucker.
I'm so sorry.
I guess you sensitive to sugar?
Do you guys want to go look at a TV?
I guess, yeah.
I got
these
nice flat screen 15 inches.
Ken, what are you thinking about?
No, let's go. We don't have that much money.
that's a good point, but I mean.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Did you have something to say?
No, I just burped.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry. I thought you were going to pitch me something.
No.
But I don't.
You guys talk about it a little bit. You know, if if it makes you feel any better, we got these nice flat screen 15-inch TVs. They're all the rage right now. They got this new thing called HDMI. I don't know if you guys know about it, but I'm just letting you know.
HDMI.
High definition inputs, buddy. You'll see that screen so sharp. So sharp. Sharp enough to cut your eyeballs.
Okay, man. Yeah, Ken, we should really get out of here. Ken,
yeah, let's go.
We
should all get right, just get
out of here.
I'm going towards the door.
Yeah,
I think we're going to get out of here, actually.
Yeah, I think we're going to.
Thanks for all the
thank
help.
Thank you for the DVD player.
No problem. I'll see you guys
we'll
later.
We'll be back. I'm sure we'll be back. Thank you for all your help.
If you guys need me, my name's Ronald. Ronald McDougal.
Ronald McDougal. All
right. McDougal.
All right, got it.
Not McDougal. McDougal.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I get it.
All right, you guys
quit
have a good
winking
one.
At me. Let's go. Let's go, Ken. All right, yeah. That's fun. Yep.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Yeah. Wow, that was fucking weird.
Yeah. Yeah, we've really hung out with some strange company these days.
Wait.
Hey, what's up? What's going on, man?
You forgot your wallet.
Okay. Thank you. Hold on, let me check. Hey, my ID's not in here.
What? You didn't have a fucking ID.
What are you talking about? I got an ID the other...
Give me my ID. You don't have an ID.
Give me my ID, asshole.
You don't...
No, I think he's right. You left your ID in the car.
What? Are you sure? Hold on. You check the car. Check the car, right?
Yeah, here it is.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you for my wallet. I'm sorry.
You fucking dish.
I'm sorry. I've
No, you've so already much... said it, Sealer.
I know. You know what? I'm sorry.
Nah,
I gotta...
He's gone. He's gone. Why you gotta be like that? He was just giving you back your wallet.
I don't know, man. God. I gotta learn to trust people, you know?
All right. Well, anyway, let's get back to the fucking... We gotta go back now.
Yeah.
I want to check out what's on these DVD cases.
Yeah. What DVDs do you even have? I mean, like, I
don't know. None of them have names. They just have DVD on them, and then, I don't know. This one says Backdoor Sluts 9. Yeah.
You know what? I think I saw the first couple of those.
I think.
Back in the day.
Yeah, and I remember South Park talking
back
about
in the
these.
Woods.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'd like to check these out on our screen, cancer screen TV.
Yeah, that's a bummer about about cancer, right?
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I'm
not going to stop watching it.
Beam it right into my fucking eyes.
Yeah, beam it into my fucking gourd. I'm going to fucking eat that shit up. Let's do it.
All right, get in the truck. We're going home.
All right. Let's do it.
Thank you for listening. Ken is played by Luis Arteaga, and Sketch is played by Brad LeBaron. Special thanks to King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard for the music. For more information, visit soundcloud.com/rollingstonedpodcast. Don't forget to wipe. This has been a Revolver Audio production. Executive producer Brad LeBaron. For more podcasts, visit soundcloud.com/revolveraudio. Or to support new content, visit ko-fi.com/revolveraudio.
Revolver.